Hi friends, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. So today I want to talk a little bit about testing and strengthening of our faith. It's the hardest thing to really focus on when the storms come, trials, and all the testings when we're not walking with God and leaning on Him through it all. But I just want to share a little bit what's on my heart, and hoping you guys get encouraged this morning and inspired to do the hard things, because that's where our faith gets strengthened and grows, and it's the brightest shining through when we're leaning on God through all the testings. So think of it like, in a sense, every day of our life is a test of our relationship with God. But to each person come seasons of special joy or adversity. Both good times and bad times present opportunities for trusting the Lord, putting our faith in God and leaning on Him. It's kind of a choice on how to react to. It's easy to praise Him and stand firm on His word when things is going right, life is good. But it's toughest when life is down and not going so good, to trust in Him. And that's where we need to grow and stand firm on His word. For the Christian, it's not like a classroom exam during all these tests. You know, God's not watching us with His grade book in His hand waiting to say pass or fail based on our performance. I mean, we've all sinned. No human being on earth could ever pass a test as far as, you know, passing or failed on how we reacted to it. You know, that's where God's grace and His mercy comes in. Little bit more insight there in Romans 6:23. Testing comes through the circumstances of our lives so that we can know our own hearts more insignificantly and appreciate God's grace more deeply. That's where it builds our own character, how we handle, you know, each test as it does come along. In such times of testings, we become aware of our own thoughts, our attitudes, our emotions. Through our own self-awareness is kind of how it comes to play out, how we're going to handle, you know, each test as far as leaning on God or just, you know, being in chaos and not focusing on, you know, God's promises. God shows us where we must yield to Him in trusting and obedience. You know, when God exposes our hearts through the testing, He's leading us away from the ways of the world and into the ways that is everlasting. You know, in Psalms 139, you know, just He's always there to guide us and lead us through His word. That's why it's so important that we stand firm on it through the hard times, not only in the good, but through the hard times. The same kind of joy and adversity come to believers as unbelievers. The unbeliever can make little sense of life, and you know, our response to it, the way they respond to it, because they don't have that center, that peace that's Jesus, you know, to lead and guide them. As far as, you know, Christians can walk through the testing of life's joys and sorrows with a full assurance that in Jesus Christ we're becoming, you know, the woman or man God created us to be, because, you know, we know without a shadow of a doubt we have God to hold on and grasp to, that He is going to pull us through it. You know, He'll never give us more than we can handle. And it just got me thinking on, you know, just
being called to what God calls us to do and truly becoming who we're supposed to be in Christ and through the trials and the testings. And it's hard to see it at the time. Like, as I look back on through some really hard times in my life, I didn't see it at that time, but just how much I've grown from it, and just the characters that it pulled out of me, and it made me face things in myself that I had to come to reality with, things I was aware of and things I wasn't. And that's how we truly find ourselves, and then we can truly grasp on to God and His word, and then we just become who He called us to be through the growth and the character through His word and His promises. And it's just, it's a battle at times, most definitely.
You know, little life circumstances, things comes up with friends, family. It's always the hardest when it is family and friends to forgive and move on and overcome that test, you know, because we're presented with tests all the time, and it's our choice how we're going to react to it. And I just pray that, you know, through the daily times and trials, that we all handle it with, you know, God's word and stand firm. Like,
I'm tested every day at school. The parking here is just crazy, and every day it's the same thing. I'm like, all right, Lord, help me with this. Help me to overcome this, because it's really, sometimes it's really hard. It's not nothing major in life, but it is something that, you know, affects how am I going to react to that. Am I going to choose to speak life, or, you know, choose to speak negativeness of the world? And it's building character and pulling some things out, which is good. We all need to have things pulled out of our hearts to be weeded, and, you know, get the weeds out through each little test. If, you know, it pulls something out that we need to let go of, and then as we
fall into Jesus, we get replaced with what needs to come in. You know, His goodness, His kindness, His faithfulness, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, forgiveness, and all that just gets poured in. So we get uprooted with the bad, and then replaced with the good, produces our character and who we're supposed to be, you know, who God created us to be. So yeah, I just wanted to share a little. That was on my heart, and like I said, I hope this encourages you guys and inspires you to, you know, to embrace the hard times. I know we all want to run from them when they come, but that's where the growth comes, the perseverance, and we get closer in our journey where God's calling us to be. And so thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.